The WILS phone lines are open on the Jack and Tom Show.
393-3700.
Go ahead. Tell Jack and Tom why they're wrong. Again.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. We said Andrea Nelson was out at DeWitt last night for the Eastern DeWitt game. Something tells me that our next caller was
also D was there in the house
at DeWitt. And that would be Don from DeWitt. Hello, Don.
Absolutely, I was there, Jack. Nothing better for a football star junkie than Friday Night Lights. And, yeah, what a great game. Eastern really does have some speed. That Tyler Allen, I'd heard he was a 4.240, and boy, he doesn't lose much of it with pads too. And there's track speed and football speed, and he's apparently got both. But DeWitt, just, you know, what a program. Rob Zimmerman, you know, you return four starters and quarterback starting his first game, and Caleb Higby goes for 305 yards and five touchdowns.
That's amazing.
And runs for 100 yards and a touchdown. And kid's really got some talent. And his twin brother, Jacob, I mean, they're some nice athletes. And it's just such a testament to Rob and coaches like the JV coach, Jim Alger. You know, it just part of a continuing program that keeps going. And it's pretty amazing. And we DeWittiots appreciate it. Great for Cody and his squad to get off to a good start. And yes, Nate Deek is Frank Deek's grandson, and I don't know him, but I grew up next door to Frank, and he was one of my coaches for 4 years of playing football at DeWitt, and one of the great ones too. But yeah, I just really enjoyed the game last night, and I think Eastern's going to beat some teams too.
Oh, yeah, but what? Tell us about the environment at DeWitt. I mean, you got the fire coming out of the scoreboard, and everybody knows about that's kind of like their brand. I mean, tell us what it's like, a huge crowd on the home side. Did Eastern have any people there as well? Because that's been a challenge for the city schools to get a lot of fan support.
Eastern had a nice crowd there. I was
good.
Pleased for them.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, DeWitt. Was a full house on the DeWitt side, and just a great turnout. Of course, it was a great night, but sometimes this time of year you'll get people doing that last weekend at the lake, and it was
yeah.
a great turnout and a great environment like it always is. It's a nice setting there with the facility they have. Unfortunately, back in my leather helmet era, we didn't get to play in that. The stadium opened up a year and a half after I was gone, but it is a great environment, and God love high school football, and only a week till college football, Tom. How much have we been slobbering in anticipation of that?
We sure have, and you know, it'll be fun to really find out if our evaluations are correct. And we're going to learn real well. Michigan's going to learn real quick, and in a couple weeks later, Michigan State will learn. I think they'll learn a lot when they play Notre Dame, and then we'll see how far the season goes for the Spartans.
Well, and absolutely, like you say, you've got to see a few games, and you know, hope springs eternal on opening day. I think the Spartans are in for a big year, and like I say, as a person who just doesn't have any interest left in baseball, this is like feeding a junkie here. And,
thanks so much, Don. Appreciate the call.
Great show, guys.
Good way to phrase
it. I'll see you next week out
feeding
of Portland.
Feeding a junkie, that's me too. Yeah,
yeah, you're into this too.
Actually, I watch high school football on ESPN. You know, a lot ESPN does high school coverage. They had one last night. State of California, and they have a couple of games in Florida right now. I can't imagine playing that heat down there in the middle of the day.
Well, are you turned on to this Comcast 900 and all the availability for high school
I'm talking
stuff
about, but national now, ESPN does high school football. You know, that first weekend, they really embrace it. It's fun to see the speed that they have in the state of Florida, and saw some talented kids last night playing out in California on ESPN. That was late last night.
You know, a couple years ago, 2 years ago, the star of that whole day, where they had a series of games, was Nathan Shellhouse from Kansas City Rockhurst.
Yes.
He's a starting quarterback now at Illinois.
Yeah, I know that. I saw that in the Big Ten Network this week. So you see a lot of future stars out there. And so it's, you know, it's early. But and then, Nick, because this is – ESPN is so smart how they place things, because they know they got an open void here right now. I mean, there's Little League Baseball going on, but But now, I mean, you can plug that in because they know that people are, you know, most in most states now, everybody's starting this weekend now. Texas moved it up 1 week. And now, because next week it's college football, and actually it starts Thursday night, and a lot, Central Michigan opens with Hampton, and so you're going to see a lot of that, and there's some television games, and look out. It's all.
All right, here's how sick all for the we junkies. Are, you and I. How many of these Big Ten Network college stops have you seen?
I see portions of them, you know, and okay. and a lot of it, you know, is all positive stuff, and it's hard to really evaluate. But I like the different perspectives. I've seen a little bit of each one of them. Mm-hmm. Big Ten Network does a heck of a job of breaking them down, and I love the Northwestern stop and I watch them all. So and I try to get a gauge on who some of the players are to watch.
Yeah, when I saw Purdue for the third time. I said, this is ridiculous, okay? I've just got to quit. Just turn the set off or do something else. So,
yeah,
you know, and I never watch anything, but it's on the background. And
it's great background. Yeah. It's great when you're at your computer and you're in your house, and if you have your, you know, the man cave down there, which, it's great to have that. So so let's embrace what the Big Ten Network brings us because I'm all about it.
393-3700, the number to call. We have Earl Robinson with us?
Little E. We haven't heard from Little E in a long time.
Earl, is that you?
It's me.
Where were you last night?
I was at Okemos and Waverly.
Good for you.
Oh, wow.
You're the only guy I know who was at that game.
Yeah, you're right.
You saw a good one.
I had a pretty good foul. I did. I saw a good game, and I had a good crowd support. Both sides. Okemos had a good crowd show up, and Waverly had a pretty good home crowd, especially after going 1-8 last year.
Yeah, really.
All right, now with
competitive games. So
with East Lansing and Hazlitt, Holt and Sexton, Eastern and DeWitt, why did you pick Okemos and Waverly?
Well, those are two teams that, quote-unquote, should have a lot of potential, should have a good year. And I think those are two teams that will definitely get better as the year goes along. I mean, Waverly could have won the game. They had an 88-yard punt return called back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They got a lot of speed.
Well, I saw Waverly in the four-way against East Lansing, and they look good. They got speed. There's no question about
it. Yes. Yeah. Got a ton of speed. They made a lot of mistakes, but as you know, as young teams are, in the first game of the year, you're going to see a lot of mistakes.
Yeah. I was texting Paul Palmer after the game last night, and, of course, Zach played at Okemos and congratulated him, and he said it's never easy.
Well, yeah, and then breaking a new quarterback because their returning quarterback decided to focus on basketball.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, it was tough, and the passing wasn't bad. I mean, I was impressed with the passing game for both teams. It looks like Okemos is going to be a threat. I mean, they're not going to be a walkover like they were last year. You know, and Waverly's certainly not going to be a walkover. Those teams better be ready when they come to play those two teams.
All right, Earl Robinson, my best friend, our guest here, and I guess he's a caller. We didn't even book him. He just calls. Doesn't have a life. He doesn't have anything else to do.
You never call, Earl. You never call.
So Earl, I got to get a couple of numbers from you very quickly. Mm-hmm. Season win total for Michigan State is?
Oh, yes. Like I told you before, Jack, 8-4, and I'm sticking to it.
Win total for Michigan is?
I'm getting a little shaky on that
stammering.
But I'm going to stick with 7.
Win total for the Detroit Lions is?
Unfortunately, I made a prediction of 6. It might not get that high.
I think you're right on. I think it's 6-7 for Michigan, 9 for Michigan State. Earl, thanks so much for the call. I'll talk to you later this afternoon.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye. Earl Robinson, WKAR. All right. We're going to be right
Day-Day
back.
Coming up?
Day-Day. Now he's smaller now. You can only call him one day. There's not enough room for two of them. We'll be right back with Draymond Green, Michigan State basketball standout. Coming up next on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.